You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinderblock sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinderblocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. And we have special guests in studio with us right now. It's Willem Baggis with Stephen Pickford in Studio West, Beaconsfield.
Good morning.
How's it going, Steve?
Oh, could be better.
Well, yeah, it's cold outside. It's snowy up here. But with the cold weather brings a lot of cold weather fun. And we have a special guest in studio. Correspondent Mitchell Garvis is in studio with us. Mitch, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Willem. Thanks, Steve. It's great to be here.
Yeah, so now we're doing a lot of Utah this year. In about a month, I'm going to be headed myself down to Salt Lake City, and I'm going to go back to Provo, Utah in June. And so there's got to be some appeal to this area, Mitch.
Well, I have a riddle for you, Willem. What do you get when you take three of the nation's top ski resorts, great people, excellent dining, top hotels, and a charming town where you will meet people from all over the world?
Well, I don't know. What do you get?
You get Park City, Utah. Park City is the nation's ski capital, as far as I'm concerned. That's not a slogan. That's just something I made up.
Wow. How about that? They should put you in advertising, Mitch.
Well, yes. Actually, all they have to do is bring me back to ski a couple of times a year, and I will talk about Park City nonstop. Listen to this. They have the Canyons Resort, which is an American Ski Corporation resort. They have Park City Mountain Resort, and they have Deer Valley. These three are all in the top 25, including Deer Valley at number 2 ranked in the nation for the best ski resorts. This is the place to go, and it's all within one small little town.
This is all Park City, right outside of Salt Lake City.
That's right. Park City, if you want to book a great ski vacation where you can ski three different resorts, including the Canyons, which is one of the nation's top 5 resorts size-wise, Deer Valley, which is the top 2 as far as grooming, dining, and ability, mm-hmm. and Park City Mountain Resort, where you just meet the friendliest people, 100 runs, 50 of which are groomed every single day, this is the place to go.
Well, yeah, I can vouch for that, though. I mean, every time I've gone to Utah so far, now I've had 2 trips each year to Salt Lake City region. We're not just talking about the people who are supposed to be friendly to you. We're talking about just the average person that I've run into when I was there has been warm, friendly, courteous, and overall fun to be around.
Willem, you've flown into Salt Lake City Airport a few times, and you know that you see the most gorgeous mountain vistas flying into this airport.
It's actually quite an exciting landing. I mean, if you can fly in and arrange it so that you fly in during the daylight, it's well worth it because you're flying through mountains and mountains and mountains, and suddenly you're landing through what's almost a groove through the mountains, and you see the landscape open up, and you see the Great Salt Lake, and then the plane turns around and lands at Salt Lake City Airport. It is gorgeous because of the mountains regions all around you.
That's right. You're looking at the Wasatch Mountains as you fly in, which is a tributary off the Rockies. And flying into Salt Lake City, Salt Lake is about 4,500 feet above sea level. Hmm. Now, at Salt Lake City, your driver from All Resort Express is going to meet you at the baggage claim, going to take you into your car and drive you up 3,000 more feet right to Park City. Park City is about 7,000 feet above sea level.
Wow.
Well, that's one wow, but the reason you take All Resort Express is because you can see the scenery and you go from almost desert to a skiing paradise because it's 7,000 feet, it is snow-covered 8 months a year.
Yeah, Salt Lake Airport looks like it's in a flat plains kind of region, and you know, funny enough, as big as it is, you cannot really see Great Salt Lake from the airport, although, you know, just a short jaunt to the west and you're there. But you definitely see the downtown Salt Lake City amidst the backdrop of these gorgeous mountains. So it's well worth seeing, and it's especially great to see during the daytime.
That's right. We flew in at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and unfortunately it was a little bit smoggy and a little hazy, so the mountains looked like they were behind a curtain, and it was just a glorious effect. It looked like some artist had taken paradise and drawn it as if you were just that far away.
You can just touch them.
You can almost touch them. And then Wayne was our driver. He drove us right up into the mountains, and my wife and I...
Where was Wayne from?
Wayne was from All Resorts Express.
I thought he was from Ohio. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, moving right along.
Yes, in which city in Ohio? Yes.
Okay, so with Wayne behind the wheel of one of All Resort Express's luxury SUVs, my wife and I drove up into the mountains, and everywhere we looked, it was, wow, look at that. Wow, look over there. And you cannot, you're going to hurt your neck if you try to look at everything because it's just glorious.
One of the few places that Mitch actually does this, and he's talking about scenery.
Yes. Okay, so moving right along.
The outdoor scenery, yeah.
Well, we're talking about topography.
Yes.
Well, no, I can't even say that. And we can't even say mountains either.
We get to Park City at 7,000 feet above sea level, and we checked into our hotel. Wayne was great enough to carry our bags into our room for us. The only thing he didn't do was unpack, and we were ready to go. Now, if you want to talk about a tease,
that sounds an awful like your scenery.
I was moving right along. I was all ready to go. It's Thursday afternoon, 3 o'clock. I'm looking at the mountains. We're all unpacked. I have my rental skis from Ski and See and the Park City Mountain Resort base, and my lift tickets only for Friday morning.
Oh, no.
And I am sitting there looking and crying and wishing and hoping and tempted to hike up the mountains. Yes, I wanted to get out there and go. But I had to wait. So
it's inviting, isn't it? Especially the three different resorts that you have.
You know, Willem, you know that I love to ski. Uh-huh. And over the last few years, since you first sent me away on a ski trip, I have gotten a lot better at it. And I've also gotten a lot more excited about it. Mm-hmm. The first time I went, you saw I was shaking.
Why I sent you.
Yes. Wow. This time I was just eager to get out there and eager to get up and down the mountain as often as I could. Well, I wasn't disappointed because Friday morning I took the local public transportation to the Canyons, which is an American Ski Corporation resort.
Okay, now wait a minute. You took the shuttle bus that took you from the airport to the base?
That wasn't a shuttle bus. That was an All Resorts Express private SUV.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's the only way to go because you can rent a car, but you don't need a car in Park City.
Yeah, I found that. Even in Salt Lake City downtown, you really don't need a car either.
That's right. So if you call All Resorts Express a couple of days in advance, you show up at their counter, you can either take a shuttle or a private SUV, or they have limousines and they have buses too.
Mm-hmm. They also have the airport. Well, Steve, what's it called? The express airport shuttle. I mean, super shuttle in Eastern airports, but they have one express shuttle, I believe it is, in Salt Lake.
Yeah, express shuttle. I mean, there's a contractor that is specifically for the airport.
Yeah, either way, I mean, you have plenty of options when you get there. The Salt Lake City Airport is a very friendly and easy to negotiate airport, so you'll be fine. You'll have your baggage, and you'll be on your way in no time. Now, tell us, you get to the base camp. You're there. You've got your lift ticket. Of course, you can't ski until the next day. What time would this be about that you got there?
You know, my plane, I took off early East Coast time. I was there by 1 o'clock in the afternoon West Coast time. And our plane came in early. We had the right headwinds. Mm-hmm. And don't comment on the headwinds. And we were ready to go.
I was thinking the tail winds.
Uh-huh. So, moving right along again, we were unpacked. We were ready to go. We'd had lunch by 3 in the afternoon. And
that was that. Your lunch was where the first day?
You know, we found a place in the base camp of Park City Mountain Resort, and we had a hamburger, and we looked up watching the expert run right next to the beginner run. It was very interesting comparison.
And people mistaking the two.
Well,
you have a bunch of bored and a bunch of very frightened people.
Well, you know me. I've taken a couple of Black Diamond runs by accident. And for those of you who aren't familiar with skiing.
That was an accident. I sent you there.
Yes.
Yes.
And we thank you again.
Of course, he had an accident in his pants when he went down it.
I know I would. Listen, Mitch, we got about 30 seconds before a commercial break. The food is fantastic.
No, fantastic doesn't begin to describe it. Park City is consistently ranked number one for ski destinations for their dining, both slopeside and on Main Street. We'll talk about that a little bit more after the break.
Stay tuned following the break. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite with Mitch talking about Park City, Utah.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclays Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence, and it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, where I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford in Studio West, Beaconsfield once again, and we've got special guest Mitchell Garvis in studio, who's
Hello.
Talking about His trip to Park City, Utah, the different resorts he went to, ski hills, and he was going on about the food being so great out there. And I believe it because it's the second year he's gone, and even Jerry Wagschall got in on it going to Utah. And I can easily see it. Mitch, tell us a bit more about this place.
Well, let me tell you about the skiing, first of all. If you are a real skier...
Move a little closer to the mic. You know better than that.
Yes, yeah. I do. If you're a real skier, you have to... try all of the resorts. So I'm the first day I skied at the Canyons, which is one of the five largest ski and snowboard resorts in the country, with 8 mountains, 146 trails, 3,500 acres of diverse terrain. You can visit them on the web at www.thecanyons.com. I took the gondola to Mid Mountain. From there, we took the Saddleback Express up, and we skied down Snow Dancer to a lift that you would love called Tombstone Express. Took Tombstone Express up to the top and just had a lot of fun coming down.
Steve,
that.
Steve, what do you think of that? Skiing already scares the bejeebers out of you.
Oh, yeah. Now just the thought of it, you know, just like taking one of those rides at Disney.
We're skiing down to some place called Tombstone?
Yes. Well,
now, give us a bit of a picture of what this place is like, because, you know, anybody can read the brochure, and I'm sure they're the facts and figures and lots of great trails and stuff, because this is an area right near where they had the Olympics not too long ago. Now, tell us a bit more visually. You were telling me about the base camp, and you know, some people have seen resorts and ski areas where it's a little bit like Tremblant or even Aspen, but here at this place, it's like a little village.
This is actually, Park City is five villages in one, because you have the main street of Park City, which is a very nice little town. Mm-hmm. It's an old mining town, which, an interesting bit of trivia that you might like. In 1955, the U.S. government had it listed as a ghost town.
Really?
That's right. Until in the late 50s, they got a grant from the U.S. government of $1 million to build a ski resort, which, wow, that's a really good investment as far as I'm concerned.
A ghost town. Can you imagine that and how much it's blossomed since then?
Well, from 1955 to a ghost town to 2002, where it was the host of most of the alpine events of the Salt Lake City 2002 Olympic Games.
Wow.
Where the entire world came to town.
Yeah, now that's got to be really exciting. And some of these runs have got to be good, but they've also got the mild runs for people who are occasional skiers too.
Absolutely. Now, you know I'm an occasional skier, but as years go by, I've gotten a little bit better. I'm more of an intermediate or high intermediate skier.
A bit more kamikaze.
Well, I wouldn't quite say that as I sit here with a broken elbow.
Yeah.
But what I would say is this. The resorts at Park City got together a few years ago. All of the resorts across North America list their trails as green to blue to black diamond to double black diamond, which are the levels of skiing. Green being what you would want to ski versus blue, which is where I ski, to black diamond, which is where the stupid people ski. Sorry, the very well experienced skiers ski.
Do they have the double black diamonds?
They do have double black diamonds.
Yeah.
In fact, we took one trail up at Park City Mountain Resort, which I'll tell you about in a few minutes.
Yeah.
But you were asking about the towns. I said it's five towns because there really are. There's Main Street, then there's the base camp of Park City Mountain Resort. Uh-huh. There's the base camp, which is the Snow Park Lodge at Deer Valley. There's the base camp at the Canyons, and these are all little towns unto themselves.
Okay, so how big about would this be? Because the way I'm seeing it in my mind, you have now a little city that is just east of Salt Lake City.
That's right.
A bit southeast, isn't it?
A little bit southeast.
Yeah, okay. That's right. And from there, you've got, what, three or four different resorts, one of which is Deer Valley, one is the Canyons. What was the other one?
Park City Mountain Resort.
Park City Mountain Resort.
That's right. And these are, between the three resorts, you have four towns, because Deer Valley also has an entire city at Mid-Mountain, which is just incredible. And if you can spend a few days visiting each one, mm-hmm. you are not going to be disappointed either for skiing or for eating or for the scenery. Now imagine this. You have at 8,500 feet or 8,600 feet, the Silver Lake Lodge at Deer Valley. You are looking out over the Wasatch Mountains and over the canyons that where the resort got the name, and it is just God's country.
Beautiful.
It is. Now, let me talk about the other resorts. You have Deer Valley, which opened in 1981 and has become a favorite of the international ski community. They take amenities and service to the next level. There is absolutely no matching them. They have ski valets, who will come to your car, take your skis for you, and carry them to the lift.
Okay.
They're ranked consistently every single year number one for their groomers, because their groomers are skiers too. Their groomers work from the minute the mountain closes till the minute the mountain opens. And what do they do from there? They test their product.
Now that's pretty good. It's good quality control, and they keep that up. Jerry was telling us in an earlier show about something where it's like you're skiing through the powder almost. If there's a lot of what is that, like snorkel skiing?
Well, the snorkel skiing is great on a powder day. I was really worried because when I got to Park City on Thursday, they hadn't had snow in 3 weeks. So you're figuring that, well, this is going to be packed powder and ice. Not at all. The groomers work all around the clock to keep the existing snow, and they have a base of 110 inches unpacked and turned. 110-inch base. They average 500 inches per year.
Wow.
And they just work so hard to keep this snow powder soft. But if you're lucky, the day that I left was a real powder day. There was a foot of snow overnight and another foot of snow during the day.
Okay.
This is what I got out in Steamboat a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You are literally ankle or knee or waist deep in powder, depending on your height and ability. And it is like nothing you can compare it to. If you are not a real skier, you probably want the packed powder base.
Yeah.
But if you really love skiing and just love the feeling of being out there and forgetting everything else, get yourself a powder day and you are in heaven.
You know what is curious about that? So you're actually skiing. Your skis are in the snow. They're through the snow.
They're literally, you cannot see your skis.
Good Lord. Now, how do you know which way you're going?
Well, you usually try for down, Willem. It's downhill skiing.
Yeah, there are two directions.
Up and down.
I picked the gravity-induced one.
Okay. Let me talk about a couple of other things in Park City while we have a few minutes left.
Yeah.
The Park City Mountain Resort, like I said, has up to 100 runs groomed daily, 3,100-foot vertical drop, and very reasonable prices. After we were talking last week about the after ski and the spa experience.
Yeah, we love spa.
Well, I've been telling people where I stayed at the condo at the base of Park City Mountain Resort. If you want something a little more economical, go a short bus ride away, and all of the public transportation is free, and that you can take your skis
free
on it without a problem.
Okay.
Yes, free. And I stayed for a couple of nights at the Prospector Square Lodge.
Okay.
There you have the Silver Mountain Spa and Resort, where you have an outdoor hot tub and heated swimming pool.
Mm.
You have indoor racquetball courts. You have the full athletic facility. You have a healthy bar. You have a health club and steam room. And this is the facility to go.
Did you have time to play any racquetball when you're there?
Unfortunately, I didn't, because I was just doing too much skiing.
Yeah.
Now, let me talk about the food a little bit.
Please.
We enjoyed a few meals. First of all, there was Shea Betty in the Copper Bottom Inn, where Chef, you're going to like this, Jerry Garcia and his brother Maitre D. Tom run the show. And Tom swears to me that Mom had never heard of the Grateful Dead. Now, the first night, if you're there for a Wednesday or a Thursday, try the Fireside Dining, where they have three, it's a Swiss experience. You start with a plate of melted cheese. And I know you're not going to like that, but most people like melted cheese. And you go from there to the stew course, and after that, the dessert course at a third fireplace is not to be believed. But I'm going to save the best for last. For lunch, at Deer Valley, try the Royal Street Cafe. You can order from the menu or from the specials. I tried the special of the day, which was a buffalo stew, which was finger-licking good. Now, are you ready?
Come on, we're running out of time.
Okay, Willem, you know that I've eaten everywhere and I've had some of the best meals of my life.
Uh-huh.
At the end of dinner Saturday night, I called the manager over and told him I was very upset because for 5 years, I have said where my best meal ever was, and now I had to change that.
Yes.
Mariposa in the Silver Lake Lodge at Deer Valley is the number one rated restaurant in Utah by Zagat's. And you know Zagat's
is the
authority.
Rating. Yeah, exactly.
Try the Mariposa tasting with a selection of the chef's best signature dishes, and they have a vegetarian tasting for those so inclined.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me.
And for those who are carnivores, like me.
For those who are carnivores, they have... Now, the actual Mariposa tasting may be not your style because there's a lot of fish involved, but the rack of lamb is world-renowned, and when I commented to the maitre d' how wonderful it was, he mentioned that the lamb was actually raised by his neighbor, so it's very local.
So he cooked his pet.
Yes.
You've got basically 20 seconds.
Okay.
What
don't
about
forget-
the beef? Come on.
Well,
steak.
No, forget the steak. Try the rack of lamb. Don't forget to come home with your souvenirs from either Deer Valley Signature Stores or for villages from Park City Mountain Resort, the village keepsakes and village gifts at the base of Park City Mountain. Ask for Penny or Addie. They will take care of you all week long.
Mitch in Park City, Utah. We're going to have to send you again next year. Stay tuned.
No,
following
I'm
the
moving
break,
there. Forget
the
it.
Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DeCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DeCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DeCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DeCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DeCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DeCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Willem Back is in studio. Stephen Pickford in studio west of Beaconsfield. And how's it going, Steve?
Doing good.
Yeah, and Mitch Garvis, one of our correspondents who just came back from Park City, Utah, in studio with us. Well, our next guest, Andrew Susskind, of course, is suffering from a case of eisenthalitis.
Well, I think it's because you were supposed to phone him.
Well, okay, then we've got to get the number to Bob here. So does Bob have the number? Or we got to go pick up the number?
The number was emailed to you, my friend.
Well, if that's the case, then I'm going to go get the number, and you and Mitch can talk about Park City, Utah, while we take care of that.
Oh. I told you it's a conspiracy. I told you last week this show is going to be all Utah, all skiing, all the time, and I've worked very hard to make it so. Right, Steve?
Oh, yes. Elder Mitch.
That's right. Oh, don't start with me. Don't you start with me, too. Now, I told you about some of the restaurants that we ate at. What I didn't tell you about... What didn't I tell you about? I think I told you about all the restaurants. Did I tell you about Shea Betty in the Copper Bottom Inn?
You just mentioned it briefly.
Well, Shea Betty was... It's in the middle of nowhere. There's a little inn at the corner of Walk and Don't Walk. And we walked in and just were delighted that we did. Because the chef's tasting menu, like I said, Chef Jerry Garcia prepares the finest meals for you. This is where I had the rack of lamb, which until the next night when I went to Mariposa was the best I'd ever tasted. But save room for dessert. Because
dessert's always the favorite time of the meal.
Well, it's not mine, but you know, in Utah, they made it so. I'm not even going to mention any of the desserts except for one, because I had at Mariposa, I had the citrus. Now, with a name like citrus, you don't know what to expect. Imagine this, a frozen Meyer lemon meringue pyramid, gratin of Cara Cara oranges Girardet, and a house-made graham cracker.
Hmm.
Yes, that sounds good. Now, you can go to Park City for the food, but you're going to stay for the skiing. Or you can go the other way. You can go to Park City for the skiing and stay for the food.
Well, of course, all the skiing builds up an appetite, so that one plays off the other.
It really does. I told you that at Deer Valley, we stopped for lunch at the Royal Street Cafe, where I had eaten lunch during the summer during my mountain biking trip, but I didn't realize how wonderful it was going to be during the winter. And if you want a treat, get the crab and lobster, what is it called? I'm going to look for
it. Like a lump cake?
It's not a lump cake. It's actually a crab and lobster margarita, and it's served in a margarita glass with chips, and it is just delicious. Now, I was telling you a couple of years ago, 50 years ago, Park City was a ghost town. That's because until then, Park City had been a silver mining town, and there are remnants everywhere you go. Taking the lifts up at Deer Valley, you can see some of the old shacks and shafts where the miners would actually bring the silver up. And the way skiing started there was the miners in the winter would get into the carts that pulled you up the mountain, and they would just ski from there. It was really something to see.
Well, it's also nice that they've preserved part of that heritage, the historical heritage, because they didn't just bulldoze it all and take down half the side of the mountain and say, here is some new mega resort.
That's right. You know, they have three of the top-rated resorts in the country, but they still took the time to preserve the history, which is what I find to be the most fascinating part of it. While you're skiing down an expert run at Deer Valley, you all of a sudden come across a mining shaft, and you just stop and take a look. They have a plaque telling you what it's all about, and it was very, very interesting to see.
Now, they have sealed off the entrances to some of these mines. You just don't go down the hill, and all of a sudden you find yourself deep down a shaft.
That's a triple diamond run, actually.
We've reached our special guest, who's online with us right now, Andrew Susskind. Andrew, welcome to the Travel World Radio Show.
Thank you very much.
Speaking of rowboats, because we're talking about values and passion and doing things with purpose and stuff, Mitch, of course, is very passionate about Park City, Utah, as I believe from seeing all the materials here, I would easily be myself. Tell us a bit more about what you do, goals, action steps, and so on.
Sure. Well, what I like to do is I like to help my clients get really clear and really congruent with whatever is most meaningful for them.
Congruent, that's an Anthony Robbins type word. It basically means things all point in the right direction, meaning, it's like a Diet Coke and a pizza. It's not congruent.
Diet Coke and pizza.
I enjoy that myself, but anyway, that's not necessarily congruent. everything's right. going together. Fancy well, word.
Yes. Well, oftentimes a Diet Coke and a pizza are very congruent for someone if that truly is where their heart and their appetite is.
Yeah, sometimes you get a taste for that kind of thing. But I think what you're getting along with is that if you make yourself a goal and there's something you want to achieve, you got to be sure that everything that you do points in the same direction.
Exactly, exactly. It has to be in sync with what's most in your heart, basically, what's most in alignment with who you are, what the essence of you is about.
Right, it's all about aligning what you do. It's and again, this is all about living things passionately.
Yes, it is about passion. And for instance, something like Park City, my guess is that a person going to Park City would want to go away for adventure, they might want to go away for relaxation, they might want to go away for partying, but those are the values that are most important to them.
Exactly. So now let's get a bit more into this. Now, if travel is one of your highest priorities, how do you make room in your life for it?
Well, the idea is to start to get really clear as to what it is that you can truly put together. In other words, what I always do is I ask my clients to stretch and to imagine what would be their biggest, most ideal vacation that they could come up with. And once they do that, then they can start to get as concrete with what that would look like and see if that truly is possible.
Yeah, well, you know, it's always important to set goals and have something you're going to do. I mean, the old story about goals and achievement comes to, you know, imagine you've got this, well, I guess we all have to imagine hockey these days, but, you know, imagine you have a Stanley Cup final game and all these people come out on the ice and find out that the nets are gone, so there's no more goal. And, you know, it's very difficult to imagine what the disappointment of the players might be because they're not able to fulfill the purpose of the game in that way.
Yeah.
Much the same way when people are going through life, if you go through life without goals, goals happen anyway because people are naturally goal-seeking creatures. And if you have no goals, then what your goals are and what you will seek is what the world tends to thrust upon you. Here, do this. Here, do that. And what you need to do is find out what you're passionate about.
Exactly. So using the analogy of the hockey arena, you have to have all of the equipment and all of the net and the ice and everything all in place, or else it's really not going to come together. And so I think what is so important there is that are you going to design that for yourself, or are you going to wait for somebody else to tell you what they think you should be doing?
Well, yeah, and a lot of people end up waiting because they'll just sit there hoping with a dream that good things will happen their way. It's the old story of God and the rowboats. You know, the flood came and, you know, three people come by. You know the story. And
right,
the guy
right.
says, you know, I thought you'd save me. He says, well, I sent you three boats. So, yeah. You know, opportunities come by. And if you're in tune with what's going on around you, you'll actually pick them out and you'll be able to take the opportunities that are naturally presented to virtually everybody, but not everybody has eyes to see these things. But
exactly.
Yeah. One of the most important things, and yes, having the equipment for it is important too, but the equipment is also the mental preparation, and I believe that's where you come in.
Yes. The mental preparation really begins with just getting into the frame of mind that you can do it and that the possibilities are endless. And not that you have to take every opportunity that's out there, but just to explore what's possible.
Exactly. One of the things that I see that's important in the kind of work that you do is, particularly for today's busy people, where we're constantly on the go, and some people find it even hard to take time out to even eat properly. And from that, you got people say, vacation? What vacation? The last time I took vacation, you know Roosevelt was president, and so you get these stories, just like going uphill both ways in the snow when your parents were young. The idea, though, is that a lot of people have their lives which are so way out of balance. And one of the things I've always been in favor of is people trying to strike some kind of a balance between work and play.
Absolutely. And again, I think that takes a consciousness, a mindfulness, a decision on an individual's part to really decide to make room for the kinds of things that would balance their frenetic lives out.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I was just going to say that I think that so many people neglect the basics, and that's where I always start with people I talk with is, how do you start with just the basic ideas of taking care of yourself, like eating properly? Like
hold that thought, Andrew, because we're going to be taking a break. We're going to pick you up following the break on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed, and breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Back. It's in the studio in Montreal with Stephen Pickford, Studio West, Beaconsfield, and on the line with a special guest, Andrew Suskin, passionate motivational speaker, discussing how we can balance our lives a little bit more, making room for travel in today's busy lifestyles. Andrew, a little bit more, please.
Sure. I really like the expression making room because, like you said, so many people have these really, really busy lives. And it does take some effort to make room in those busy lives for the kind of travel that fits for a particular individual or family.
Well, you have to make room for things in life for what you want. You know, there's the old story about things taking up available time and space. And that's true for virtually anything, whether work fills up or whether just stuff will fill up in an available room. It all does that. Now, if you don't put any controls on it, of course, you're going to end up disappointed because you're not going to get what you want. It's like the guy who, you know, said, well, he had made no plans for his holiday. He just took a week off and decided he was going to go to Miami. And then he stopped off at a different places and he was disappointed with this and car trouble, went to Niagara Falls, ended up in Gaspé, and in the end, he just didn't like his holiday at all. Why was this? He never made a plan. There was no goal to achieve. He just kind of floundered and basically wasted his entire week. Now, we each get the same 24 hours in the day. We each get the same time. So what you do with it is what you plan on doing with it.
Right, absolutely. And it is oftentimes about stepping back and getting some perspective on what it is that you really want to design and mapping that out piece by piece by piece. Not that it has to come out exactly like you plan it, but to have a specific plan, and then you have a plan B, a plan C, and you've got that all in place. So it's not just about what you have going on in your head, but you actually have it in an actual blueprint.
It's all about taking action, you know, because it's fine also to think and to dream. I mean, the difference between an achiever and a dreamer, of course, are people who think about wanting to do something and people who actually make the goals, who take the time either to write them out. And people who make clear written goals, of course, are higher achievers. A 1948 study, of course, by Harvard University tracked their graduates, and it's only about 3% of them who actually had clear written goals for their future. And it turns out that those 3% combined had a better income and achieved more happiness in their life than the other 97%. So goals are important. I mean, it cannot be stressed enough. But
right.
whatever you do, you must love it. And that's an important thing. How many people do you meet these days that you talk to them about what they do, and they say, well, it's a living. I don't know. I don't like doing this.
You know, something to do kind of thing.
Yeah.
They don't prioritize. They don't see what is really important for them.
Exactly. So and even people who achieve highly, and some of the people who've achieved the most in the world, the most famous people around who've achieved, they're the ones who sit there and say, if you're going to do something, you got to love it. Otherwise, get out. Some motivational speakers have put it this way. They say, if you're in something, get in it. And if you're not in it, get out. So you've got to also make decisions. And it's tough because you might be torn between activities and say, you know what? I really like doing this and I don't like doing that. So, you know, start putting your effort in a particular direction. Andrew, what do you think of that?
Well, I think you're absolutely right on. I think so much of that is just being able to step back from whatever it is that you do in your regular routine and to be able to really figure out what those priorities are. I mean, how many of us really write down on paper what our highest priorities really are? It's generally not something that we do, but it can be very powerful because what it does is it allows us to see, to visualize, to get a very clear, concrete sense of, okay, this is my highest priority, this is my next highest priority, et cetera, et cetera. And for those who listen to this show, I can only imagine that travel is way up there on their list of priorities.
Well, sure.
So once you know that, then you can start mapping it out. Then you can start getting really, really immersing yourself in the whole process of how do you invite that into your life.
Now, what do you suggest as some action steps that we can take towards achieving these things?
That's a great question. And some of the action steps that I recommend really start with what we're talking about already, which is building awareness around the passion, building awareness around your intention. And how you do that is everything from reading a travel book to journaling about it to talking to a close friend, just getting it out there and really getting clear on what that might be. And another thing that you also mentioned is the idea of writing down your goals and getting absolutely concrete and specific about what those goals are, but also based on what you're most passionate about and what's realistic for you. So it might be Park City, Utah. It might be something right in your neighborhood. It doesn't matter how far away or how big it is. It's just making room for that. And then what I feel is really most important is building a team around you, surrounding yourself with people who think along the lines that you do, because that's contagious. And that's how we can start to stay accountable. That's how we can build momentum and really get more possibilities going in that direction.
Well, you're definitely going to put yourself in the right direction for these kinds of things.
You have to be around positive thinking people. The negative thinkers are always going to drag you down.
And there's no shortage of them. One thing for sure, there is no shortage of the people who are going to tell you every reason in the world why something cannot be done. It can't be done because of this. It's impossible because of that. And you'll find that it's the majority. You'll find it's a very slim minority of people who will actually be supportive and say, you know what? That's a great idea. I'm going to support you in your goal. Those are the people that you got to seek out, and those are the people you got to hang around with you. Because, you know, it's funny enough, I saw a movie about Def Leppard, the rock and roll band, and how one of their original guitarists, Steve Clark, his father was negative as hell to him the whole time around, whereas other people were very supportive of the band members. It's funny, because this guy achieved in spite of that disadvantage, but it'll just go to show, no matter how much you achieve, there will always be people around you who are going to find some reason why what you're doing is wrong, not good enough, or whatever. And you got to get away from people like that, because we do achieve. People do achieve. We can achieve great things if we just set our minds to it. But don't listen to the naysayers, because they'll bring you down and they're not going to do you any good. Andrew, do you have any more information, like any numbers, any website for people to get more information about your services?
Absolutely. I'm located in Los Angeles, and people can either contact me by phone. I do phone coaching nationally and internationally. My number here is 310-281-8681. And my website is simply my name, www.andrewsuskind.com.
No relation to Joy Suskind, are you?
Not that I know of. I understand that you're aware of her, but there's a few of us around the map.
Well, hey, it's a fair question. I mean, a lot of people ask me whether I know their cousin in Edmonton, so, you know, it's only one of those things. So Andrew Suskind, S-U-S-S-K-I-N-D, .com is the website to reach. Andrew, thanks for joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show, talking about living with passion and putting some purpose into your dreams. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
And Steve, where does the time go? It's
Joel's right by every hour. And next week, one of the topics will be travel insurance, Travel Guard insurance out of Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
The necessity for planning ahead for some of the nasty things that could go wrong on a trip. Medical insurance, cancellation insurance.
Things can go wrong all the time when you travel.
So you better plan ahead. And then also the talk about spiritual travel journeys. So,
spiritual travel journeys. Yeah, we did that last year. And I think our guests are coming back to talk a little bit more about some journeys that you can take that's kind of like recharging your batteries. Food for the soul.
Food for the soul.
It's a bit more like that because, you know, even doing this show, we've kind of renewed our own passion for the show last year, and it's fun again. We've got a new structure and everything, and it seems like
you have to reinvigorate yourself on occasion.
Well, sure, because you can get stuck in a rut and it's just not getting anywhere. And so sometimes even small changes. I mean, I read the book by Malcolm Gladwell, The Tipping Point, and sometimes very small changes can give you all the difference in the world. We're going to have to close. It's Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
With Park City on my mind, I'm Mitch Garvis.
And I'm Bob Gazzini.
Join us again for Travel next week. Happy traveling, everybody.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.